Blog Talk Radio.
Make a bed. But one thing I do know is that I came tonight because I need you. And you need me. Because we're all a part of God's army. And how many know this tonight? I believe this, that it is the will of God that every need that you have, it be supplied. Oh, how many of y'all feel that? Turn around and touch three people around you. Don't be scared. Because they may be looking like they don't want to have church, but they praying. Tell them, I need you. I need you. You need me. Don't be acting funny. Because I may be your next miracle. Your breakthrough may be in me. You might be sitting next to your divine connection. Don't act like you don't want to talk to me now. Woo! Dr. Tanya? Oh, somebody just lift your hands up. Just lift your hands up. Ah, God from the Jesus. Oh, Jesus. He never fails. He's a love that'll never let you go. I know. Woo! How many just feel his love in this place? Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
You need me.
We're all a part of God's body. Stand with me. Can I get somebody to agree with me? We're all a part of God's body. It is His will. Not some of your needs. Every last one of them. And they're going to be. Oh, you're important to the Lord. You, I wouldn't have a ministry. You're the reason why I came. My God. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm praying for you.
Some praise. This is Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Yes. Thank you. All right. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you've been peeping out on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, all the social media platforms. Ladies and gentlemen, the live number right now, 347-843-4559. The call-in number. I want you guys to tweet that out to everybody you know right now. These five, six people right now, 347-843-4559. We just thank you so much for joining us today on Straight to the Point. And while we think about it, I know Dr. Henderson does this as well, but we just thank you for being with us, for those listening across the globe. Yeah, thank you. Yep. Yeah. All right. Hey, one more time, guys. We got another song coming up in the number 347-843-4559. After this song, we'll be bringing in Dr. Henderson. God bless you. And welcome to Straight to the Point. Bless you.
Is it all right if we just have a little church tonight? I know it's Wednesday night, but can we just have church like it's Sunday morning? Anybody believe God is worthy of praise tonight? Hallelujah. We're going to sing an old traditional song of the church tonight. Everybody just shout praise him. Come on, let's lift it up fire tonight. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Praise him.
Praise him.
That's it. Lift it up tonight, church.
Jesus,
blessed Savior,
blessed
we declare that
he's worthy.
Hallelujah. Come on, declare that again, church, everybody. Praise. That's what we've come to do.
Praise.
We've come to lift up the name of Jesus.
Praise.
Hallelujah, yes we do. We
praise.
Call his name
Jesus.
Blessed Savior. Anybody know that he's worthy? He's worthy to be praised. Come on. From the rising of the sun. The scripture says, from the rising of the sun until the flowing down of the sea. Hallelujah. Yes. The name of the Lord is worthy. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Jesus is worthy.
He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised. Come on, let's say it again. From the rising of the sun. Until the glowing down, until the glowing down of the same. The name of the Lord is worthy. Yes, he is. He's been good to you. So he's worthy tonight. Yes, he is. Oh, Jesus. Call his name. Jesus. Jesus. Come on, let's come on and shift this atmosphere. Somebody call the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
He is King of Kings.
Jesus.
And he is the Lord of Lords.
Jesus.
He's the everlasting Father.
Jesus.
He is the great I am.
Jesus.
He's the Prince of Peace.
Jesus.
Mighty, mighty is our God.
Jesus.
Somebody knows him as a healer. Somebody knows him as a provider.
Jesus.
Somebody knows him as a keeper.
Jesus.
Somebody knows him as protection.
Jesus.
Power in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Deliverance in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Salvation in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Whatever you need tonight.
Jesus.
I dare you, call the name of Jesus. Watch the demons tremble. Watch the devil flee. At the name of Jesus. At the name of Jesus. Every knee shall bow. And every tongue shall confess. Him wide, yes.
Jesus.
For me, he died.
Jesus.
Yes, he did. he did.
Jesus.
He was buried in a borrow tomb. Stay there all day Friday.
Jesus.
All day Saturday. Too. Yes, he did. Everything will tell us Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. The more I call him, blessed Savior, blessed Savior. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody touch your hands real fast and shout the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Just let somebody around us just say Jesus, Jesus. Whatever you need.
About that name. I said there's something about that name. Demons tremble at the name of Jesus. Hell is mad about the name of Jesus. But the Bible says there is no other name given among men where we must be saved. What's his name? For at the name of Jesus, every knee, every black knee, every white knee, every Chinese knee, every name, every knee must bow. High five somebody, tell them Jesus, 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 Jesus. Anybody love that name? I said anybody love that name? Let me hear you call that name. On a tight schedule, but it's something about that name. Lord, I said I know we on the clock, but there's something about that name. You feel something moving on the inside, and sometimes it gets in your hands, but every now and then he's been so good. You gotta pick him up and put him down because of the name Jesus. Come on, everybody in here, just pick him up and put him down one time. Give him one little.
stage, just tell somebody, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Thank you. Thank you, choir, for reviving that old song. But once you start singing about Jesus, I said, once you start singing about Jesus, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. God bless you. This is exactly how revival is supposed to sound. Did you hear me? I said this, you get enough depression at work. You get enough hell at your house. But when you come in here, you ought to have some heaven. Well, I may have some hell facing me when I get home, but while I'm here, I'm going to get me some heaven, for Jesus did it all. Nobody but Jesus. Please be seated. Amen. God bless you. Don't edge me on. Don't edge me on. God bless you. Don't edge me on.
Praise God, ladies and gentlemen. This is Straight to the Point, ladies and gentlemen, with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. And without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to open up the mic for Dr. Henderson. Welcome, Dr. Henderson. Thank you.
Blessings, everyone. Blessings, blessings. Blessings, everybody out there in radio land. Blessings to the entire world. Blessings to everybody that's listening all over the globe. And I want to welcome you all to the Straight to the Point. I want you to know that we are, in spite of it all, in spite of all that is going on around us, that we are still glorifying and giving God the honor, the praise, and the glory, for it belongs to him. We continue to praise him. We continue to give him honor and give him glory, because he is the sovereign God who is bigger than all of our problems. He's bigger than everything that we're going through, everything that we are experiencing. So we want to praise him and give him the glory and the honor. And I don't know about you, but sometimes you have to praise your way out. Praise your way out of depression. Praise your way out of oppression. Praise your way out of sickness and disease. Praise your way out of sadness. Praise your way out of whatever you're going through. Sometimes you just have to praise your way out. Send up Judah. But anybody that know the word of God know that Judah was it was a tribe of Judah. Judah was one of the sons of Jacob, and we know that Judah, you know, was the one that they always sent up first any time before a battle. And so Judah just means praise. And so we're in a battle, my friends, a battle for our lives, a battle for our souls, you know, a battle. We're in the battle of our lives, but we're in a spiritual battle, and only the strong is going to survive. And so when you're in that battle, Sometimes you just have to just praise your way out. Just do break out in a praise, break out in a dance. Just break out just worshiping him. Break out just praising him. Even when you don't understand, you don't have the answer, just break out in a praise and dance and praise him and glorify him and tell him that he's so awesome and wonderful and glorious. And just like Justin Savage said, praise him, bless the Savior, for he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy even when I don't understand. He's worthy even when I don't have the answers. He's worthy when it don't make sense. He's worthy to be praised. So we give credit to Justin Savage and also the combined choir of the church that he was singing with. So we also want to give credit to the first song, We Are the World, We Are the Children. That was a conglomerate of a song, combined song of a lot of artists, Michael Jackson, Gladys Knight, and a whole lot of other, the late Kenny Rogers, the late Michael Jackson, also Gladys Knight, and there were some other singers as well, Diana Ross, and that were singing it. A song that was written years ago, but it's still so very relevant for today's time and what we're going through. We got to come together, regardless of what we look like on the outside. We have to come together, and we got to speak up for what is right. We got to speak up for justice. We got to speak out for what is not right. We got to speak out against injustice. We have to speak out against things that will hold us down. And when I say hold us, I'm talking about all of us in the human race. When we see that something is wrong, when we see that one group of people are being treated unfairly, then we got to speak out, because we're all a part. We're all God's creation. You know, we all a part of God's plan, and God loves us all the same. And I try to tell people all the time that the God that we serve is a spirit. And those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God is not even looking at how we look on the outside. He looks at the heart of a man. That's why when he chooses people, other folks can't understand, what do you see in that person? How could he choose that person? That person don't look a certain way, don't act a certain way, don't dress a certain way in man's standards. But God said, I take the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. I look at the heart of man. I look at the heart of a man. I look at that man. When I say man, I'm talking about one man, two. I look at the heart, and the heart tells me everything I need to know. I don't look on the outside. I look at the plan that I have for their lives. God has a plan for all of us. He has a purpose for each and every one of us. And so a lot of people may not understand, because you may be acting out on the outside, but God said, I know what I put inside of them. I know what I put inside of you. I know what the plan that I have for you. I know that I have great plans for you, awesome plans for you, wonderful plans for you, because I knew you before your mama knew you. I knew you before your daddy knew you. You know, he knew you before you knew yourself. You know, he knows what he put inside of you. So that's why he chooses, and that's why he chooses who he chooses, because he knows that he's the master planner, and he knows that the plan that he has for that person is a great plan, and he knows that eventually one day that person is going to step up to the plate, and they're going to walk in the purpose and the plan that he has for their lives. Because we forget that God knows the end from the beginning. So we're looking at a person's past, and we're looking at how a person is acting today, and God said the person that you knew of, which was the past, and the person that you see of, which is the present, is not going to be the same person years from now. They're going to be a whole totally different person. And so I'm gracing them according to where I see them, where they're going to be years from now. I see their end. So I'm gracing them now. I grace them in their past. I'm gracing them now in their present to prepare them so that they can be who I have called them to be for their future. And so we have to grace people. We have to forgive folks. We got to stop folk down, because God knows what he's doing. You know, all of us belong to God. At the end of the day, we all have to stand before him for ourselves, and he's going to judge each and every one of us according to what we've done or what we have not done. And I tell people all the time is that when you go before the Lord, you're going to be by yourself. You're not going to be with your wife or your husband or your children or your coworkers or, you know, that boss on the job. It's going to be you and the Lord. And so we have to pray for each other. And like Juanita Bynum said, I need you to survive. So we give credit to Juanita Bynum, although I believe that the original song was written by Hezekiah Walker, and she remade the song of Juanita Bynum, and it sounds beautiful. I love you. You love me. I need you. You need me. She said, you are important to me. I need you to survive. And so we have to be our brother's keeper. We have to look out for each other. We need each other. We can't make it out here on our own. God didn't even design us for man to be alone. When I say man, I'm talking about woman. He said it's not good for man to be alone. And so we need each other. You know, we have to look out for each other. And I'm not just talking about one race. I'm talking about all races. I'm talking about all of us. I'm talking about everybody in the body of Christ. Because the Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have an everlasting life. And so in knowing that, that means that he has graced the entire world to get to know him, to one day call on his name, according to Romans 10:9, that all men should be saved. It says that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the grave or from the dead, then you shall be saved. And so salvation is offered to all of us, regardless of what color you are, regardless of what race, social, economic background you are. Salvation is offered to you. And so anybody that's listening to me on tonight, I want you to know that you are listening to the Straight to the Point. But I went right into what I wanted to discuss tonight because I'm not going to be before you long. Give me about 10 more minutes and I'm going to let you go. I just, you know, came straight out with it, and I want to talk about everything that's going on right now in our country, in the United States of America. As you see, a lot is going on, and I can tell you, my friends, that God is not pleased by what he is saying. God is not pleased, and that there's nothing new under the sun. You know, what is going on is not new. So, and what I mean by it is not new is that, you know, racism been going on for years. I mean, your great-great-great-great-grandparents, I mean, the United States of America was built upon racism, and it was built on slavery. And so, I mean, however, a lot of people thought things were getting better, and things somehow, you know, in many ways, things have gotten better, but then you still have those who refuse to let the people go, who refuse to acknowledge that we all are God's children, that refuse to acknowledge that regardless of what color skin a person is, that they still belong to God, and that every person should have equal rights, and there should be equal justice for each and every person, regardless of what color their skin is, regardless of what economic background they come from or social background they come from, that we were all made in the image of God. We were all made in the image of God. And I'm reminded of a passage in scripture where Paul had to get on Peter, because Peter, in this passage of scripture, and yeah, I'm talking about the apostles, and they even, you know, Paul had to even get on Peter because of Peter's discriminatory attitude against the Gentiles. And every time Peter get around the Jews, he would treat the Gentiles wrong. And so Paul had to tell him, he said, what are you doing? You know, you can't do that. We all belong to Christ. You cannot treat the Gentiles differently than how you treat the Jews. And said that we all have been adopted into the family, that the Gentiles have been adopted into the family, and so the Gentiles has the same rights as the Jews have, and so we have the same rights, and so because we've been adopted, we're able to receive the same blessings that the Jews receive. We're able to receive the same whatever God has for them, he has for us. I mean, salvation is open to everybody now, and the blessings are open to everybody now. So whatever applies to them, even back in the Old Testament, still apply to us, although we know that we don't live According to the Old Testament, that we live by grace. And what I mean by live according to it, I mean we don't live by the law. We live by grace. And what I mean by the law, I'm talking about the biblical laws of some of the things that that were stated that the Jews had to do in order to be saved. But because of Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and Savior, you know, he done away with that. And so we live by grace. And let me just say this, just because we live by grace don't mean that you're supposed to you're supposed to take advantage of grace. It means that he gives us grace to repent of our sins and ask for forgiveness and to change. Repent means to change from a state and become another and become different, okay? So it doesn't mean just to repent out of your mouth, but it means to be delivered and set free and turn from doing something that you were doing and walk in righteousness, amen? And so we thank God for grace on tonight, because if it wasn't for grace, then a lot of us wouldn't even make it. So we thank God for Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and Savior, who has allowed us to be reconciled back to the Father. And so in saying all that, you know, Paul had to get on Peter because Peter was discriminating against the Gentiles. And Peter had forgot that, you know, look, Peter, let me remind you that Jesus came and he done away with all that. And so you need to include the Gentiles in whatever you're trying to do for the Jews. And so what we're seeing in the United States of America is that we're seeing that a certain race, the black race, is being treated differently than the white race. And it has a lot to do with a sinful nature. People don't realize that it's a spiritual battle. Racism is a spirit. It's a spirit, and it's engrafted in generations. And so the reason why we're still sinning is because, first of all, you have to repent. If you don't acknowledge that there's a problem, if you don't acknowledge that you've sinned, then that thing goes from generation to generation to generation. And so what the European Americans, that's, you know, African European Americans or white Americans need to do is they have to repent of what their forefathers did. Just, you know, you have a lot of European Americans who are white Americans who love people today who love people regardless. It's not all, you know, who love people no matter what color they are, but then still that curse and hatred is still ingrained in them from their forefathers, because nobody has acknowledged that the United States of America has sinned greatly against the African Americans and or black Americans, and somebody needs to repent. You have to repent. If you don't repent, then that sin, it grows stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. That's why I say it's a spiritual battle. People don't understand that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down the stronghold. This is a spiritual battle, my friends. When you don't repent of sin, you may be able to put a Band-Aid on it. You may be able to push it down and cover it up, but eventually that thing going to rise up. And so that's what you keep saying. Every time you think that we're doing better as a country and that everybody's getting along, everybody is loving, then oops, there it is. Then you start seeing that spirit rise up in certain generations, and then you start saying, oh, my goodness, racism. But the thing about it is somebody got to break and destroy the stronghold. So what the white community have to do is they have to repent on behalf of their forefathers. They may not, this new generation may not be as racist as the last or their forefathers, and with their forefathers had slaves and things of that nature and killed them slaves and burnt them slaves and lynched them slaves and sold them slaves and separated them slaves from their families. Somebody got to repent for that. You know, God will forgive us, but somebody got to say, I repent on behalf of my white ancestors. I repent and I ask God to reverse the curse of racism. I ask God to reverse the curse of hatred. I ask God to reverse the curse of bitterness. I ask God to reverse the curse of white supremacy. I ask God to reverse the curse, and so it won't go down to my seed and their seed. And I bind and I rebuke and I destroy that spirit in the name of Jesus. So somebody in the European American lineage got to repent on behalf of slavery in order for us to wipe out racism. But if you keep trying to say that it ain't no racism, if you keep trying to turn a blind eye and say that there's nothing wrong, and when clearly there is something wrong, where you see police officers, and let me just say this, I love police officers. I'm definitely a strong supporter of police officers, but I don't care who you are. As a prophet of God, I got to call an ace to ace and a spade to spade. If you and we do have some good ones, God knows we got some good ones. I actually did an event with some police officers in 2018, and they were wonderful people. One, and it was white officers out there, it was black officers out there, and we loved each other and we loved the community. But then you got some rotten ones who still carrying that stronghold of racism in them from their forefathers who refused to let that spirit go. They refused to renounce it. You got to renounce it. You got to renounce that spirit. It's a stronghold spirit that's rooted deep in them that they have to renounce from their forefathers. They have to renounce that spirit. And I'm not saying all white people, all European Americans had slaves. I'm not saying that all white people are racist. I'm saying that there's a stronghold of racism in this society, in this country, because of this country was built on racism. This country was built on slavery. This country was built on the black man being the white man thinking that they were superior than the black man. And so in that regard, you know, we all know the history of this country, but nobody ever really want to talk about it. They want to act like that nothing happened and that, you know, but some you got to talk about it so you can renounce it, because it's a spiritual battle. In order for you to get rid of the seed, the bad seed, you got to renounce it. If you want to get delivered from drugs, you got to say you got a drug problem. If you want to get rid of porn, you got to say you got a porn problem. If you want to get rid of being fat and obese, you got to say you have a glutton issue. You got to say if you want to get delivered from any type of depression, you got to acknowledge you're depressed. If you want to get delivered off from alcoholism, you got to say you got an alcoholic problem. If you want to get delivered from racism, if you want to get delivered from this country hurting other, you know, hurting people, minorities and things like that, you got to repent and say, God, forgive me for the crimes that I repent on behalf of the crimes of my forefathers. Even if you didn't do anything, but your forefathers had slaves, your forefathers sold slaves, your forefathers raped black women, your forefathers hurt black men. You know, you have to repent on behalf of your family members. Right now, today, and it didn't have nothing to do with race, I repent on behalf of the sins of my forefathers. I repent on behalf of the sins of even my children. You know, I say, God, I stand in the gap for my children. I renounce and I repent on behalf of everything that they've done. Job, the Bible says that Job, he prayed for his children and repented for his children. So those of us who are spiritually mature, who are strong in spiritual warfare, know that this is a spiritual battle, and we know why America can't get over racism is because it's spiritual. You first of all, you have to be taught that it's a spiritual battle. You got to be taught why it's ingrained in our society. You have to be taught why we can't get rid of it, because you can't fight a spiritual battle using carnal weapons. You got to fight spirit with spirit. You cannot fight a spiritual battle using carnal weapons. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they might have through God to the pulling down a stronghold. This is a stronghold, my friends, and in order for this stronghold to be destroyed, somebody in the white American, the white Americans have to repent of this great sin called racism that their forefathers had put this curse on this country. And so until they acknowledge that there's a problem, until they acknowledge that there's a deep-rooted problem in this country, then the enemy, which is the devil, is going to keep using that race. That spirit is going to keep rising up, and no matter if it's 2030, it's still going to be here. It's going to come out of somebody's child because it's rooted in them from years and years and years ago. It's a spirit. It's a murder spirit. It's a violent spirit. It's a hatred spirit. It's an evil spirit that they don't even know why. If you see where you see people killing people, they got this glass look in their eyes. That's a demon in their eyes. That's a demon of death, a demon of hatred, a demon of bitterness. So we're talking about racism on tonight, and it's wrong, and God does not allow it. God is not proud of it. God does not pick and choose who he's going to love. God has no respect to person. He loves each and every one of us, regardless of our skin color. He looks at our heart, and tonight I'm coming out a little strong, but, I love everybody, but I have to tell the truth. As a prophet of God, I got to speak the truth. I got to tell you where the problem is so you can repent. Repent, okay, and get it right. It's a sin problem. Racism is a sin problem, okay? It's a spirit. Racism is a spirit. So that's why you still see it going on even now. Until the white community rise up and repent, and even those of us who are, if you are mixed, you still have that blood in you. You could get up and repent on behalf of your white counterparts, the white part of your makeup, okay? Because you still, it's in you, you know. So you have to repent on behalf of your family members. Repent on behalf of your forefathers for the evil and the curse that they have put on this country, the curse of racism. So somebody got to break the curse. Somebody got to break the stronghold. Will it be you? I'm talking to my brothers and sisters from the opposite race. Will it be you, or will you continue to walk and act like that everybody is lovey-dovey in the United States? We don't have the issue. My friends, we do have an issue. We have a serious issue. It's in the workplace. It's not just in the police department, but it's racism in the workplace. It's racism in corporate America. It's racism in the police department. Is racism in the government. Is racism on Wall Street. You know, look at the economic inequalities and things of that nature. All of that is derived from the spirit from years ago, how this country was made up and how this country was built. And everybody know that this country was built on the back of African Americans, okay, that were stolen from Africa and was enslaved and brought to America to be in the cotton fields and to be in the corn fields and to work in the master's house. Okay, let's be honest. Let's be real about where all of this has come from, all right? But everybody have an opportunity to repent. And somebody might be saying, what about black-on-black crime? That's spirit come from slavery days. It's the same thing. It come from slavery days. That spirit of black folk killing black folk, that spirit come from slavery days. It was in slavery days when you had black folk killing black folk, even in slavery days, you know, on behalf of the mass. You had black folk who were snitching on each other back then and, you know, trying to get it good with the masters. You have black folk who, and even today, and that's why you see the black-on-black crime, it's a spirit. And so black folk need to repent too, okay? So black folk need to repent as well of the sins of their forefathers, okay? So it's not just, I'm being real tonight. I'm talking real talk. I'm talking stuff that nobody else won't speak of or what's really going on. This stuff ain't just happening. You got to go back to the source. When we're doing inner healing and deliverance, we take people all the way back to the childhood from where it first began. So you're trying to figure out where this sin problem come from, you got to go all the way back to the beginning. Where did it come from? And black folk, even in Africa, were selling each other. Let's be honest. That spirit is deep-rooted from Africa. In Africa, they were selling each other. They were treating each other bad in Africa. They sold, most of the chiefs sold the blacks to the whites, and that's how they was easy able to come over to America and make slaves out of Africans. So let's be honest. Let's read about history and learn about history, and then we can say where it all come from. It's a spirit, my friends. And so in today's time, when you see this black-on-black crime, it's a spirit of murder. It's a spirit. It's the same spirit. It's a spirit of hatred. It's a spirit of bitterness. And we have to repent on behalf of our forefathers. At the end of the day, long story short, each white American and black American had to repent and break the curse, break the cycle of what our forefathers did. Simple as that. Somebody, just like in the family, when you see a generational curse, everybody in the family on drugs, a generational curse, everybody in the family getting everybody in the family, you know, teenage pregnancy, everybody going to jail, everybody on welfare. Somebody in the family got to stand up and take a righteousness, take a stand for righteousness and say, no more. Nobody in my family will ever again be in poverty. Nobody in my family will ever again put another race down. Nobody in my family will ever again kill another race. Somebody in this family got to break the stronghold, got to break the curse, got to renounce this evilness, got to renounce this hatred, got to renounce this racism, got to renounce this bitterness. In the name of Jesus, somebody got to pull down these strongholds in these communities and say, no more, we will love each other, we will stand together, we will rise together, we will unite, and we will be a strong force, and we will tell the devil, not today, not tomorrow, not any day, that no weapon formed against all of us, no weapon against any of us, no matter what color you are, white, black, orange, brown, green, purple, shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against us in judgment, we shall condemn. Ladies and gentlemen, let that somebody be me, and let that somebody be you. Let us break the cycle on today. Let us come together as one and love each other. Let us tell the devil no more division. Let us say no more in the name of Jesus. You can't have our sons, you can't have our daughters, and you can't have our generations. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus is against you. Take your hands off of our children. Take your hands off of our country, take your hands off of our nation, take your hands off of our government, take your hands off of us right now in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against you, devil. We will be united. And because we will be united, we will win. We will fight and we will win in Jesus' name. You've been listening to the Straight to the Point. Dr. Vaughn.
Amen, Dr. Henderson. For those listening across the globe, this is Straight to the Point. The prophet is Dr. Dolores C. Henderson. And Dr. Henderson, as you know, the battle's not ours. It's the Lord's. So I'm excited about that. So ladies and gentlemen, the battle is not even ours. It's the Lord's. All right. Hey, we're going to open up the lines. And I know we got the Hembricks on. And Evangelist Mays is with us as well. Brother and Sister Hembrick, get excited. I know y'all excited. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you as well. God is so good and worthy to be praised. You're right. We got to repent. We got to repent and ask God to forgive us for our sins, because we have done a lot of sinful things. We as black people and as white people had sinned since slavery had took us through a lot of trouble during slavery time. You know, advantage of us. So, you know, we just got to, you know, you just said it. Repent is what we got to do. We got to repent. We got to know who God is. You know, we can't let anything get in our way. We just got to look to the hills. We've come with our help, and our help coming from the Lord. So we got to look to the hills. You know, we got to keep our mind and focus on Jesus, you know, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. We got to keep our eyes on him. You know, so, you know, things have been happening here in the last couple of days or so, and actually before that, when the pandemic was here, things was going on. Even before that, things was going on. If you look at, they were talking about the Tuskegee back in 1921, how they burned the black people's houses down. It just took them for, really bad. The white people have to sin, and we as black people, and we as, hello?
Yes, I hear you.
Oh, I just hear somebody. So, you know, we just got to continue to just to keep on praying and, you know, and repent. Don't be afraid to repent. If you don't repent and you don't ask God for forgiveness, because God is watching over all this going on. Trust me.
Yeah.
He's watching all. He sees all of this. You know, he sees.
Yeah.
He sees what our president doing. He sees what, you know, all police is, like you said, they're not, all police is not bad. Some of them are really nice guys and, you know, nice ladies.
Mm-hmm.
The police, but it's just, you get that certain ones who think that they want to make a name for themselves, so they go out and do the thing. Just like right now, you know, it's supposed to be a curfew. And, you know, people are not going to be doing no curfew. They're going to be right back out there in the streets, because the simple fact is the fact that who's leading the curfew, who's leading in the looting are the white people. They coming in and they are, you know, they're making all kinds of, trying to get us all excited, like they all in with us. And half of them not in with, not saying all of them now, but half of them are not in with us, and they going around with sludge hammers and all that kind of stuff, you know, and breaking the windows, you know.
Yeah, hurting businesses and stuff, yeah.
You know, I mean, all that does is, you know, you open the door and we as people, we jump right in it because we don't have anything as it is. You know, we don't have anything anyway. We've been, you know, really broke physically or mentally pretty much all our life. They have been trying to, not we've been broke, but they have been trying to break us all of our life, ever since before our four, and even before during our foreparents. White man has been trying to break us down and do all kinds of things to us, trying to, you know, saying that we're not, all we about is just to clean up buildings, build buildings. You know, we are the foundation of this world. We build this world. All people of color, we build this world. We put this world together. God gave us the tools, gave us the mind, gave us everything that we needed to put this world together. You know, because you see, most of your white people, your executive, all they know how to do is push the pencil. You know, sign their name on the dotted line, and you know everything goes. But we, as people, and as people of God, we have to praise God. We have to stand fast and be unmovable, always working in the bound of the work of the Lord. We have to do that. We have to stand up no matter what's going on. And this is going. I pray that this thing ends real soon. But for some reason, I just don't think it's going to end soon, because number one, we don't have a good leader. And you know, if we don't have no one that's in our corner, you know, we don't have anyone that will fight for us. We don't have anyone that will do the things that we need to be done. We need to have law changes. We need to have, they need to even write the Constitution out again, all over again, because it's not meant for us. It's meant for the white people. You know, so we got to do a whole lot of things. A whole lot of things got to be done. And we as Christians, praise God, we as Christians and children of God, we got to stand up and be accounted for. Let our name be known. I know they say call this name then, call George Floyd's name up. But you need to call your own name up. Call your name up because you've been through, even though you're not, you know, you're not dead or anything, but you have to call your name for all the things that you've been through in life. That God will lift you up, keep you strong. Well, I'm not going to talk too much. Amen. I'm done.
All right, but thank you, Elder, for your comments. Again, I just want us to be mindful that this is a spiritual battle, and, you know, this Straight to the Point segment tonight is not really to point blame, but we're pretty much letting you know really that it's a spiritual battle and where it all comes from. It is deeper than what we're seeing on the surface. They really don't even have nothing to do with the current leader today. This stuff been going on when all presidents have been in office. You know, this is not new. Racism is not new. You know, when Obama was in office, Trayvon Martin was killed. The brown guy was killed. So it has nothing to do with the current, you know, President Trump being in office and all of a sudden this stuff is breaking loose. This stuff been going on. I mean, and people won't tell the truth about it, but it's been going on. Racism been going on before Trump. Trump only been in office 3 years. We've been battling racism for more than 3 years.
Yes.
So it's this stuff been going on before Trump was put in office.
Yes.
I mean, it's just that now that we're, you know, people are recording it, you
right.
know, and
exactly.
they're recording it now on their cell phones, and so you think they can't hide no more. You know,
exactly.
at one time it was getting away with lying on people, lying on black folks, saying they did this, and black people didn't have the evidence to say they're lying on me.
Right.
And so now that you have the cell phones and people are videoing these actions, people, it's starting to seem like that, oh, my God, racism is back. But it never left. This
never
stuff
left.
Is going on. It's happening in corporate America on jobs.
That's right, Doc. That's
and,
right.
You know, in the government. This stuff still, it never went nowhere. You know, it never really left. You know, again, you know, I don't want us to put the blame on Trump because he's only been in for 3 years, and so a lot has happened since he's been in, but you got to be honest about, you know, even when Obama was in, when he was president, all the mass shootings, all the, we can't forget the mass shootings, we can't forget Trayvon Martin, we can't forget the other two that was killed when he was president. And so, you know, and then even before him, the when Clinton was president and Biden was vice president, they put a bill together and got all these black people incarcerated. So, I mean, that's what the news won't tell you. But you got to do your research and know that it has, you know, this stuff is deep. This racism is deep-rooted. And every single living president need to repent on behalf of the last president. You know, that for real. Every living president, and I'm not just talking about Trump, I'm talking about even Obama, who is black. He did nothing for the black community, okay? Nothing. Let's be honest, all right?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing right. for, he did nothing for what's that, Chicago, that black-on-black crime, nothing. He put in laws that went totally against the word of God, okay? All the laws that was written that we see now that we as Christians, we are ashamed about, Obama wrote those laws, okay? And that's a black man. So we can't really blame it on any one president. We got to recognize it's a spiritual battle that we're in, and the devil will use anybody to work his program. All right. Thanks for your comment, Dr. Vaughn.
Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point. Evangelist Mays, God bless you. How you doing?
Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Hey,
as well.
Evangelist. Oh, you made it on tonight. God bless you.
I did make it. I did make it. I missed some of it, but I knew we were going to be dealing with real issues tonight because that's what we do on this line. We deal with real issues, and I wanted to come on, and I thought about it, and I was like, oh, Straight to the Point is on. And so I ran to me an area where I could get on the line. I do want to make a comment on one of the statements that I just heard about to be able to really realize what's going on here, and we're fighting a spiritual battle, as you say.
This is
a battle that's ancient. We're dealing with Satan.
Ancient
who is
spirit.
Ancient.
Yeah.
Been here thousands of years before humans, before we even came up on the scene.
That's right.
And so these things deeply, deeply rooted. And the one thing that I do know that I have recognized that the one mistake that I know that we're making, you know, worldwide, countrywide, wherever you want to look at it, in the Christian world, in the secular world, is that we're not recognizing who the enemy is. We're not recognizing the enemy. We see people, and so we take things out of people because we see people. But behind that person, there is a spirit in operation, and that's
spirit.
The spirit of
that's
Satan.
Right.
And, you know, the Bible tells us the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal.
That's right.
You know,
that's
and we don't fight flesh and blood, but we've made the mistake where we're falling into Satan's trap, and we're fighting flesh and blood, trying to win a spiritual battle. But,
that's
you know, I have hope. I have hope, and I do believe that the church and the body of Christ is going to get it together because I believe God is doing something, calls us to become that one body and unity that he's looking for and that he has established in his kingdom. You know, because the Bible tells us that the way that you know his disciples is the love that they have one for another. And, you know, even though times are getting so bad, and so even the Bible said when great tribulations come that the love of many will wax cold.
That's
right. Wax cold. But if I really do believe with all of my heart that we can turn this around. You know,
that's
we don't
need
a lot of people. We just need some people. I remember the story
when
he was going to destroy the city, and the prophet was like, if you find just 10 righteous,
that's Abraham. Yes.
So if we can continue to have those few remnant righteous to continue to stand righteous, God will turn the thing around for the righteous. You know, it's important to be righteous in this day because we have such an advantage. The things that God will do for us is phenomenal. It's phenomenal, but it's the wicked that he cannot stand. And that's what would cause this anger to kindle. But if we remain and stand righteous, I do believe it don't take a bunch of us. It just take a few of us.
Yeah.
We cry out unto God for the mercies of the nations, the mercy of the cities, the mercy of the leaders.
Yeah.
I believe that heaven will hear us and that he will turn that thing around. And I still believe we got time, y'all. I don't know about nobody else, but I believe that we got time to turn it around. You know, but somebody's going to have to stand for righteousness. No matter what everybody else is doing, and no matter what every other country is doing, somebody's got to say, I'm going to stand for righteousness. And I see so many people bashing the president of the United States. I'm like, you don't know what this man faces. And he has to stand in the face of so many enemies. I'm telling you, when I think about him, I'm reminded of the scripture when it says, many there be. That has come up against me. But God,
that's
healed for me.
That's right.
You know, so it takes courage to be able to be in a position where you got to make decisions for a whole world. And no right decision is going to please everybody. And so you got to have courage and so much bravery to stand.
Yeah.
First of all, you need to seek God and say, what should I do? Which way do I go? And God will show you.
That's right. That's right.
So we are to pray for God to show him and give him courage and direction and let him make make those moves, make those decisions according to God's will. You know, because some things are going to take place, but it's going to be God's will. But we have to, as believers, we got to stay in that posture of intercession. We got to stay in that posture of righteousness, of forgiving. We got to stay in the posture of being able to recognize the enemy. If you can't recognize the enemy, you'll kill yourself. And that's a lot
that's
of what's
right.
going on. We're killing that's ourselves because right. we can see a person, but we can't see the spirit behind it. And that's what we're missing. We're missing what we can't see.
That's right.
And so we're going after what we can see. And he told us, don't be moved by what you see. And what you see is going to change. So it ain't what it looks like in your face. And you got to recognize what's behind this. And, you know,
that's
deal
right.
with it from that aspect. Then we can root this thing up from the root. Even though it's ancient, it ain't past God. God was here way before it was, and he'll be here way long after it's gone.
That's
so
right.
I thank God for
that's
this
right.
show that deals with
that's
the real
right.
issues. And I just want to encourage each and every listener to pray for your leaders. Pray for this
that's
nation.
That's right. We got to pray.
Stand in righteousness. Stand in righteousness no matter what's going on. From here, and stand in righteousness, because we may be dealing with racism, but we are all human. We're not black, white, yellow, gold, whatever. We are human. And God created us all in the likeness of his image.
That's right.
But I don't have a perspective person. He loves us
he
all.
He don't have a perspective person. That respect a person.
Yes.
That's right. We all.
Absolutely.
And the thing about it is, I try to tell people, we made up a spirit, soul, and body. You know, stop getting caught up on the outside of what a person looks like on the outside. You know, God ain't looking at the color of our skin. He looking at our spirit. You know, he looking at the soul. It's the soul that's
that
either go to heaven
what
or
kind
hell.
Of heart you got.
The body,
right.
the body decays. And I try to tell people that you getting caught up, people getting caught up on the color of people's skin. And but you know, when people pass and transition, their soul leave their body, and the body decays eventually.
Right.
Turn back to the dust. Turn, you know, decays, get stinky, and because it's just the body, the spirit not in there no more. It's, you know, even I'm talking, it's my soul talking.
Mm-hmm.
The voice you hear is the voice of my soul.
Amen.
You know, it's a soul. My soul is talking to you guys. What's coming up out of me is coming out of my soul, okay? And so I tried it to, and then because I had the Holy Spirit has regenerated my soul. You know, I have a regenerated soul, meaning that it's not the old nature any longer, okay? The Holy Spirit comes to regenerate us, to change us, to heal us. So we're new in, you know, in soul. And so I'm talking to you guys. If when I pass away, you're not going to hear my voice no more because the soul is gone out of the body.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I try to tell people, stop getting so caught up on the outside of people. That ain't
mm-hmm.
nothing but a covenant. That thing
mm-hmm.
going to decay and it's going to turn
mm-hmm.
to dirt and ashes. Only thing
mm-hmm.
going to be left is bones, okay? And I try
mm-hmm.
to tell people that all the time. So stop hating people because they don't look like you, because they have a different
mm-hmm.
color of you. We are the
mm-hmm.
human race. God looks
yep.
at us as children, the human
mm-hmm.
race. And so thank you, Evangelist, for what, you know, or what you spoke. Thank you, Elder, as well, or what you spoke as well. But we have to pray for the president. And I pray for the president all the time. You know, on Wednesdays, I have my prayer line. I pray for him on Wednesdays. You know, I pray that God would give him wisdom to make sound decisions. And I pray for his soul. I pray for his family. I pray for the government. I pray for the nations. I pray for the church, not just the president, but the church. Our pastors and our the fivefold
mm-hmm.
ministry got to take a stand for
mm-hmm.
righteousness as well. You know, judgment starts in the, you know, starts with the church first. You know, there's racism in the church. You got, you know, racism.
Yeah.
You got racism going on in the church. You got,
right.
you know, all of this stuff going on in the church. And so even in the body of Christ, you know, we have a lot that we have to repent for. And so thank you, guys. Dr. Bond, did you want to add before I end?
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Henderson. This is Straight to the Point. Y'all just thinking as you were talking, always taking notes when y'all talk, boy. Y'all so good. I just want to share with everybody, this is only our earth suit, guys. We've got this earth suit that Dr. Henderson just mentioned. This is all it is, an earth suit. And if you want to confirm that, go to the grave and dig it up and see what you see, okay? But I don't recommend you do that. But you know, I think most people know that this is just our earth suit. It's going back to the dirt, believe it or not. And also, too, Dr. Henderson, I wanted to – yeah, exactly. Yeah, I wanted to also share, if you guys want to race, I know some people like racism, but if you want to race, you better race to the Lord. Back to you, Dr. Henderson.
Amen. And so you guys, you've been listening to Straight to the Point, and I didn't tell you what we were. We are prophetic and busy podcast, and we deal with real issues facing our society, and we give real solutions. And so I went straight into the issue on tonight because of all that's going on. And let me just say this. It's okay to peacefully protest, but please, like Elder Hembrick said, stop destroying your businesses.
Yeah,
stop
yeah.
destroying these cities. Stop destroying, you know, that's not going to solve the problem. So if you're perhaps listening to us on tonight, if you want to peacefully protest, that's your right. But please do not destroy buildings. Stop destroying communities. That's not going to solve the problem. Stop trashing buildings. Stop doing that. You know, that's not going to help. That's not helping the issue. That's not helping the problem. But like I said, that ain't nothing but a vibe. And even then, somebody might say these people are hurt. And, you know, yes, but, you know, there's a better way to talk about your pain and your hurt. Do not trash buildings. Do not. People have worked hard for their businesses. They shouldn't have to worry about whether their business will still be standing because of your rage. You know, if that's the case, you're no better than the person that you're calling a racist. If you are being led by a spirit, a demonic spirit of violence to go and burn up people buildings and burn up people property and graffiti all over the place and bash stuff up and up folk, then you're no better than the people you trying to say that you're marching against. So come on now. You should be better than that, okay?
Amen.
So
amen.
I just want to talk to you guys tonight about the current events and what is going on and say for, let's pray for each other. Let's unite. When we unite, we rise. But when we are divided, we fall. The whole world and other governments and other nations are looking at what's going on in the United States. So if anybody is listening to me on tonight, I ask that we begin to heal. And how do you heal? First, you have to acknowledge you have a problem. We learned this in Inner Healing and Deliverance. In order to get healed, first you got to acknowledge that you need to be healed from something. So I just ask you guys on tonight is to acknowledge that you have a problem and then renounce it and then come up with ways and let's try to fix it. Let's come together. Let's come together regardless of what race you are, what color skin you have, no matter if you're black, you're white, you're brown, you're purple, you're orange, you're green. I don't care what color you are. Let's come together in unity and peace and love each other and unite so that we can rise. You've been listening to Straight to the Point. Join us again next Monday night on 347-843-4559. We about to go, but before we leave, we want to leave you with this. Always love and love hard. Always forgive and forgive fast. And always, always believe the word of the Lord. God bless you and have a good night.
There comes a time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. We can't go on pretending day by day that the moon somewhere will soon make a change. We all are part of God's great big family, and the truth, you know, love is all we need.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen all around the world, thank you so much for joining us on Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Lord willing, we're here every evening, every Monday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to thank you for your time and thank you for your support on the network as well. And before we do anything else, we got to give God. He is a mighty God. He deserves all our praises. Y'all better give God a praise before you rest your head and before you get up. If you're getting up, just praise God all the day long. Take care, guys. This is Straight to the Point. Bye-bye.